Sunday the 6th of September, 10:45 a.m. Long lie in bed. The usual which follows a 4:30 a.m. rise on a Saturday for the car boot. So, to bed last night just after 10. Back up this morning. I think it was about 20 to 10. And it's a lovely morning. Actually, about an hour ago when I got up, it was a beautiful morning. It wasn't a cloud in the sky. But now it's beginning to cloud over. Puffy white clouds, moving quite swiftly in the sky. But more sky than cloud at the moment, at least. And the sun's shining down into the garden. The angle at this time of the morning and this time of the year, is that it's cutting sharper across the garden, and instead of lighting up the hardened geranium in front of me, it's lighting up the ornamental grass about 6-7 feet to the east, to the left. Oh, I notice it's some, is it my grass? Yes. Ah, the ornamental grass at the far side's going to seed. Yes. I can't remember just what seeds, if any, were on it previous years. But then it was over 6 foot tall those years, and it's still stumped. It stopped at about 3 feet this year. Oh. And those seed heads are in varying degrees of development. There's this pointy, straight up ones. Pointing straight up, there's the ones adjacent that are bent over. I take the bent over. I don't know what the stages are of this grass. And then there's ones that are where the seeds have actually opened. And so it's like little pendants, pale green pendants. Still have wasps, the wasps are still about on the grass, wherever they're getting from it. Nature study. I used to love that as a kid at the wee school when you were taken out for nature study. I slept well enough last night, although the usual tortures of the bladder, excuse my French. Why do people say that, by the way? Where the hell did that come from? Maybe say something out into order, but of course, and they say, excuse my French, what's that all about? I wasn't speaking French. No one ever is when they say that. Wish I could speak French. No, not really. I'm not bothered about speaking French. I'd much rather speak the mother tongue, the Gaelic. Then I could say, excuse my Gaelic. Actually, then I'd be able to swear in Gaelic, no one would know. And I wouldn't need to excuse myself. The tortured mind. So, I had a good day at the car boot. My wife, with a severely depleted stock, still had a good day, but the weather stood up great. What a difference. It's an old song again. What a difference a day makes. But it was. It was a lovely, lovely day, and I walked home and did some things around inside the house and then walked back, and all in sunshine, all beautiful, beautiful. Ah, oh my. So, but we were tired puppies last night. Must be tired if we can go to bed halfway through a rebus episode. If you don't know what rebus is, look up Ian Rankin. So, tomorrow, oh my god, I haven't even got today by yet. Okay, I'm gonna start. Feeling okay, feeling pretty good this morning. I have a slight tenderness. How can I say this? To one of my men bits. It was just the way I was lying. Let's hope so. oh my god. But I had a dream. I had a dream. Wish I could sing in tune. Oh, fantasy. Oh, so much good music out there. Wasted. Often never heard and then sung by someone who can't sing. My. I had a dream towards the end of my night sleep, if you like. And when I woke up from that dream, I couldn't get back to sleep right away. So I mulled over the dream. And I could identify about 8 aspects of my life from that dream. All in the one dream. All I could point out, mentally of course, what all was associated with or applicable to, or what my mind was making up and where it was coming from. 8 aspects of my life. It's not bad, really. You know. Yes. I feel a spit of rain. Surely not. Nope, it must be bird spit. Because the skies are clear above and to the west. I don't know what we're doing today. I reckon it'll be a lazy day, although it's a lovely day to go a wee joint somewhere, but I personally am not much bothered, and I don't suppose Mary will be bothered. I think it'll be a matter of just have a lazy day now, and then generally just have a lazy day. Oh my, oh Lord above, the arthritis in my right hand thumb. Holding a cup of tea is ridiculous. The pain. Oh, stretch that hand out. Oh, yes. And stare at the white fingers. Did you hear that, Bernie? Did you hear how that airplane didn't fly overhead but suddenly shot off north? I know it's north, but I'm telling you it's north. That's one of those flights we spoke about. The, is it 20% Paul said, Paul Freeman, that cut off quickly and bank over up Hall and Declan, which are several miles from here. As a trial. Well, that's how you would have heard it, Bernie, or would hear them from here. Makes a difference when they don't actually come overhead. But then, it's a bit of NIMBYism, isn't it? Although I have no control of it, so I can't call it NIMBYism. But I wish they all went over that way. Anyway, it's bacon, eggs, and beans, and toast in a wee while, once Mary drives her here. It takes her about 30-35 minutes to drive here. Modest breakfast for us senior citizens. Single rushers, except for the bacon. No, that sounds a bit daft, isn't it? I mean, rations, I mean. Yes. A modest breakfast. Not fit now for the big gut busters that we used to eat. So Bernie, this will be one of the normal ones. The 80% that bombard my ears in the garden. British Airways. Peace returns to the Shire.